For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. First, black and Hispanic Americans are more than twice as likely as white Americans to be unbanked or underbanked, meaning they don't have a bank account or they mostly use services like payday lenders. People of color and low-income folks are also more likely to not have a credit score. This is all according to a new report out today from the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
It can be expensive to have a bank account if you don't have much money.
Usually people are unbanked or underbanked because they don't have enough money to have a quote-unquote free checking account.
Marissa Baradaran is a law professor at the University of California, Irvine.
Most checking accounts have a minimum account balance, which if you go under, you will get charged.
And she says a lot of people can't afford to leave hundreds of dollars or more just sitting in the bank.
The other problem is that there's a lot of communities in America that don't have a bank close to them.
If you don't have a bank account or a credit card, there's a good chance you also don't have a credit score. And Jose Quinones at the nonprofit Mission Asset Fund says without a credit score,
people can't get apartments, they can't start businesses, they can't even buy cars, or they can't even, in some cases, even get jobs.
One way to help more low-income people build credit histories, Quinones says, would be to expand the kinds of transactions that factor into credit scores.
For example, you know, making payments on your rent or paying for your cell phone provider or your other utilities.
Quinones says he'd also like to see banks offer more products, like checking accounts and limited credit lines, that are specifically geared toward low-income people.
You could have a checking account where it does not have overdraft fees, for example.
And where people don't have to pay just to keep an account open. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.